Oh, a draw, what, a chaperone?
What does that look
Would
like?
Would you call it a chaperone? I have one in there. It's a thing nothing but drawers, huh?
Uh-huh.
That's a chaperone, I guess you call them. Chaperone. Now that, I bought that for my little nephew for his clothes. But after he passed, I still had it. And I brought it down here, and my husband's made use of it. He's got even a hat and shoes in there. And everything. But I call him a chaperone. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it.
What else like that? What other kind of furniture would you have for clothes?
Wardrobe.
What did that look like?
Have you ever seen a wardrobe? They are beautiful. Those old-time wardrobes. Some of them's almost as high as this ceiling and had doors on each side.
Mm-hmm.
And on the front would be a glass door. And at the bottom they'd have a drawer.
You mean a mirror?
Yes, ma'am, a mirror. Mirror, I meant a mirror. Mm-hmm. It would be a mirror, and at the bottom would be a drawer. You could pull it open and put some things in it. Well, I had an old friend. She had, two beautiful ones. Wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
Call them wardrobe. Tall thing. Had a door on each side. My sister has one over there. And I have one out in the garage. It belongs to my daughter. She gave it to me, and she said now she thought she could use it. She could keep some clothes in it. I said, well, honey, come and get it any time you want it.
You can hang your clothes in it, I guess.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What else would you have with drawers in it? What else do you have in your bedroom?
Up in my bedroom. I have a dresser. I have a dresser, and I have two beds, and then a chaperone.
What does the dresser look like?
I have two dressers upstairs. And honey, you've never seen one?
It's the one with a mirror to it, or?
Yes, ma'am. Half a mirror to it.
Do you ever hear of a chest of drawers or a bureau?
A chest of drawers. I believe that's what they call these chaperones I call.
Uh-huh.
I believe that's what they call them, chest of drawers. Because nothing but drawers. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You can open and put clothes in them. Mm-hmm.
And something on rollers that you can hang in a window to pull down to keep out the light. You'd call those?
Would you call them shades?
Okay.
I have shades upstairs in my bedroom. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, these have ignition blinds. I come in here the other day, look, there's one of them slats broken.
Mm-hmm.
But we take them out. Oh, when I first came out here, I had every one of them taken down and cleaned and re-taped. But I don't like those things. I don't like them at all because that little tape, it gets old and rotten and it breaks or something. But I see one of them up there broken. And we just had a couple of them fixed. But now what else is the shade? That's the window shade.
What do you call the top of the house?
The roof, don't you?
And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Well, I don't know, honey. I'd take a carpenter to answer that, wouldn't it?
Do you have something along the edge of your roof here?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Something about that square.
Uh-huh.
All around the edge. I wouldn't know what it was. Now, if you ask me about cisterns, they used to make cisterns before the city had water coming into the yard from the streets. Why, we had cisterns, and there was a man by the name of Mr. Sherry. I think his name was Sherry. He built the cisterns for the rich white people here. And there'd be a big cistern at the bottom and then a small one up on top. And that was the best drinking water. It was rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, then they'd screen it around to keep